Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. Today, we are live from New York City in the B.B. King Restaurant Cafe. It's also a souvenir shop. We're here today to remember Mr. King. He is one of my all-time favorite blues players, and he recently passed away, and I thought it would be nice to come in to do something like a remembrance or a memorial, a passage, a show, and just to see the landmark where there's all type of celebrations and, tributes done here in concerts all the time. So I thought it would be awesome to come in and have a lunch or a dinner or a brunch. But I'm actually here in the evening hour. It's about 4 o'clock Eastern time, and I'm here to have waffles and chicken. And we'll have a picture of this magnificent-looking plate. It's very modern-looking on our webpage. And so I am here to enjoy the meal. So I'm having waffles and chicken. The first time I had a chicken and waffles plate, and also a Sprite with water. And I'm also here to recap our day. We were in Times Square all day near Broadway, and we were able to capture the pictures of the Hershey Building and also able to capture the pictures of the M&M's building where we went and did several of the blogs. But as we compose our book, A Theory of Jewels 3, as our anniversary edition, celebrating our third year, we thought it would be important to go back and do landmark in New York and New Jersey also with some jewelry that we picked up between New Jersey and New York. So we'll feature a landmark alongside those particular pieces of jewelry that we were able to buy. So we also wanted to do a little bit of studying today, and I wanted to talk a little bit about our co-creator, Markel Green, who recently graduated from high school in June, which was last month. And I just found an article in www.metro.com, but www.metro.us. And it's the Monday, July 6, 2015 edition. And there's an article that says how to avoid post-graduation blues. And it's all about how to get ahead, and it's about jobs and education. And there are some tips they had here. So they had 3 tips for getting your life on track. This particular article is about college, but I think we can apply it because they have some awesome things to say. So it says, graduation is the end of one journey and the beginning of another. However, if you're one of the many graduates who find themselves in a post-school quarter-life crisis, fear not. They asked Lindsay Polak, a millennial workplace expert and author of Becoming the Boss, New Rules for the Next Generation Leaders, for the expert tips on how to avoid sinking into depression after school. So the first tip is, don't get down on yourself. First, think about what you want to achieve. Graduation is a major accomplishment, one that should be celebrated. Second, remember that it is normal and understandable to compare your post-graduation situation with your peers, which is why it's important to seek out colleagues who can not only offer encouragement, but also empathy and sympathy because you're in the same situation. So my name is Tammy Joyner. We're here at Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. We're in New York City, the island of Manhattan, and we're in the B.B. King restaurant, cafe. It's in the basement. It's beautiful. It has all types of 8x10s of celebrities and blues singers with their instruments. I don't see Lucille, but I see other people depicting their instruments in their pictures. It's softly lit. They have beautiful paneling all over the wall, cherry wood. There's a stage for the instruments, and I think that's big giant speakers. And it's really classy. It's laid back. It has that Art Deco feeling, like something like the somewhat like the feeling of the Art Deco, like the Chrysler Building interiors. And just that type of Sinatra feeling that they have at the Library of the Performing Arts with that Ella Fitzgerald type of, atmosphere and their type stage presence. It's very comfortable, calm. There's an awesome aura in the building. It's very quiet. I came when it's not peak time. I came on a quieter hour. I needed that for my, own relaxation technique to, you know, grab some goodies here and there without, you know, running into the crowd and having to share every last bit of everything with everyone else. This is a, you know, it's not a selfish situation, but it is a relaxation technique. And I'm in, you know, during our cafe experience, our coffee house stories, and this is one of the situations that I felt would be great for that experience as well, going into a restaurant, you know, a Motown restaurant, a Sylvia's, you know, whatever you have around your city. I believe in New Jersey, Martell. My mom and I, we went into one of their restaurants where there's soul food, and we definitely had a good time there. They had the biggest slice of cake I've ever seen. I don't know, it was six layers or something, but it was like made for a king or something, but it was absolutely awesome and delicious. So I'm staying active with that particular portion of our show and staying out of the hot sun in the summer, and even though I did some walking and some pictures earlier. So don't forget to don't get down on yourself is one of the key points of how to avoid post-graduation blues. Blues is our topic. We're in a blues restaurant. We're talking about avoiding the blues. Go to a blues restaurant, you know, any type of restaurant where there's music played or there's a live band. You'll definitely enjoy yourself to have music, food, relaxation, and fun with someone that you would like to take out on a date. Okay, another one of the key points today is use your downtime wisely. Use all those extra hours at your disposal as an opportunity to network and join local chapters of professional associations. They even promote here that you become alumni at your own school, taking part in alumni presentations and being an advocate for your own school. That's another presentation that they have in on another website. And also to create your own LinkedIn account and try to do your first job search there and try to get a job through that particular website. They also said if you're currently employed, figure out exactly what you would like to change about your job and what benefits you would like to have at your next job so that you won't stay at one job too long, 30, 60, 90, get an evaluation, get a raise, if things are not going, you know, good, you already have some job experience, you can move on to the next job after, you know, creating a resume with 30 to 90 days, you know, 6 months, a year is a long time to be somewhere you don't like. So, you know, we can get it moving. Okay, and stay active. They said it's easy to fall in a slump when you're employed. Fight the urge to sleep each day away. Take small steps to big towards big goals. We also today, that's a summary of that, and you can find more information, like I said, at www.metro.us.com. And we wanted to do some summer quotes, and one of mine is I hate summer's end. Summer quote is let's go to the beach. One of them is relax. Live, love, and laugh. We have, you know, several more, and I have them on my phone, so let's see if I can grab those.
Okay.
I wasn't able to get them, but we did summer quotes. So if you want to go online, go to www.summerquotes.com, and that will run a listing of summer quotes. If you want to just put in your search engine, whether you're using AOL or Google or Yahoo, just put summer quotes, and you'll get your selection of different web pages to actually join in order to, you know, see more and read more. And some of them allow you to create your own. So that's our show for this particular day. We wanted to, again, remind you to, you know, pay your respects where you find most appropriate when someone passes away. If you feel the need to vent, we talked about the passage of a loved one on one of our shows. If you need to vent, or if you need to take free time, or if you need to go out, you need to stay together with a group, or if you need to be separated, you know, let your family know what you're going through after, you know, the death or a death. And then at that point, you know, they'll watch over you, like, you know, while you grieve. So that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. Until next time.